This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Do you know that there are some things in your life that are ultimate issues? You can't avoid them. They're so important. There's a lot of stuff that comes to you that's just good advice, good kind of principles, or something that someone says that you appreciate in your life, and you try and remember it, but maybe you focus on it, maybe you don't. But there are certain things in life that are ultimate issues, that are the bedrock of life, that if we miss them, our whole lives miss the point. If we get them, then our lives get the point. Just a few verses before the very end of the whole Bible. This is what God says, Revelation chapter 22, verses 12 and 13. He says, "Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to every man according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega," the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet. He could say, "I am the A and the Z." "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." God is the measure of all things. Every person's life will be measured against God. Isn't it true that we like to think that we are the captains of our own fates, that we decide the standards of morality for ourselves, and that our ultimate accountability is defined simply by whether or not we have been true to our own principles? Oh, but there is a measure far greater and more absolute than us in this universe. That measure is the one who existed long before anything else, whose existence is based on nothing but himself. He is the one who defines right and wrong. In fact, we wouldn't even have a sense of right and wrong if his image was not indelibly stamped upon us. When God made mankind, he said within the Godhead, the Father speaking to God the Son and God the Holy Spirit, "Let us make man in our image." We might be in the Greek alphabet an iota or a kappa, but there is one who is the Alpha and the Omega. All existence is defined by him. All existence is measured by him. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. That one, that supreme being, that personal God of the universe is here with you right now while you're listening to the radio. And he will return to this world in power one day to judge all people against his measure. That is an ultimate reality, an ultimate truth. You must not ignore it. If you do, it's to your own peril. That same God is so loving and full of grace and ready to meet you where you are. He understands you completely with all your weaknesses, even though he is amazingly powerful. But he has lived life as a man on this earth. He knows the stresses and pressures and pains of life. He knows what it is to be rejected, hated, ridiculed, to experience physical pain almost beyond imagining. All those things he knows about. And he loves you. He's done the unbelievable in dying on the cross for you. But he is the measure, and you must get right with him in your life, or you are in great danger. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.